This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. It's After Christmas with Ben and Deanna Malachor, moving with the Malachors, incredible experts in the world of real estate. Tell us a little bit about some of the types of houses that people might have right now that you think are going to be popular to sell in this upcoming year. Like what price range or square footage? What's the one thing where if somebody's going to put that on the market, you know it's going to be ping, 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 wanting to see it?
Yeah. I would say, honestly, if from an aesthetic perspective and from a structural perspective, number one, a ranch.
Yep.
Mid to high 300s.
If you have something under three, that baby's going to fly.
It's going to
fly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And honestly, from an aesthetic perspective, mid-century modern is huge right now.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Yeah. Huge. Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah.
Can you guys keep an eye open for me?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want.
Right.
I don't want any stair. Well, maybe like a, what is that, a tri-level or a high-level?
Tri-levels are good.
Those are good. It is really cool. Some of the homes, like when I started working in the business with Ben, I was not a fan of like bi-levels, tri-levels. Now, having shown so many of them, not only do I love kind of the layout and having kind of, you know, individual spaces, but people have redone them and they're amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
the house
not...
feels huge.
It does. Right. And it's everybody has their own space if they need it. It's really a nice layout for a home.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And when people are looking at selling a home, it's okay to contact you now. And you can, they don't have to list it with you now to talk to you now. I think that's important because sometimes you think you talk to a realtor, okay, your house is going on the market tomorrow or next week. It's like, wait a minute, I just want to talk to you about what would you do? What do you think? Yep. Is this a good time? Not a good time? Yeah.
Yeah, we get a lot of those that are months out. You know, some people are, you know, 6 months out, sometimes longer, especially if they know they have a lot to do in their house.
Right.
They'll call us, you know, and just kind of start working on, you know, what do I need to do? What should I do first? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
With buyers, it's really nice for us to get them on the MLS.
Right.
The more houses you see, even before you're serious, the more you're able to fine tune it when you get serious.
And get a very logical perspective what something's worth, what it's not worth. Because there's so much just talk of the stroll. And, you know, because everybody knows somebody who wants to give you advice.
Yep. Yeah.
You guys have to be the people, if people are serious about it, to go to. Yeah. I mean, you just have to.
And I think it's incumbent upon us is whether you're going to sell your home now or in 7 years, you know, that you keep pressure on the government to have good schools, to have good roads, and to have a good park system.
Yeah.
And, of course, safety, that goes without saying. But it just, you know, because that's it's the house, and I get that, but, you know.
Yeah, it's the whole community.
It is. It really is.
Absolutely.
And when you assess these things, you got to... And I just hope that, you know, we're a great place to live in America and all that. But I just hope we keep that up because it's not inexpensive to do that.
Do people ever still, because we know at least a couple of Packers who've done this over the years, where they drive around and see a house they love and pretty much knock on the door and say, what do you want for this? Yeah. And we'll pay you more.
Oh, yeah.
Does that still happen?
You know, it probably happened more when, you know, the market was crazy.
Okay.
You know, if you are a Packer doing that, people love to sell their homes to Packers.
However,
that is kind of
it's significantly over. And, you know, we hadn't thought about selling our house and I'll give you X for your house. Yeah. And a friend of ours said, wow, really? Yeah, and then I get the money, I can sign a contract, and I can do it. But you got to be open next Friday.
Here's the rub.
Well, right. Another thing, too, and I think it's one, it kind of goes to pricing with sellers and having time to work with them versus having them wanting to hit the market immediately, because sellers do need to price their home correctly, you know, to get it to sell. And we've mentioned it before, buyers are smart. So if you've got a $300,000 house, or maybe you've got a $270,000 and you want to list it at three, buyers have seen a lot of $300,000 houses, so they know what a $300,000 house
is. They know what they should be getting.
They're doing their homework.
They're doing their homework, and some of that is kind of prepping beforehand. So as a seller, you need to make sure that you price your home appropriately, because buyers know. They're smart. They've been through homes. They see them online.
And you can.
They're good.
I was just going to say it. So easy to do now. I mean, back in the day, you had to call a friend of yours, what's this worth? But now you go to Zillow, it's going to tell you exactly what
some of those are really off, like realtor.com, some of the prices they would have, because I've had several people when I was listing for them, and I'd come up with the price. You know, you do the comps and whatever, thing like that, and this is legit, you know, whatever. Oh, no, look at realtor.com. It's like $100,000 more than what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's like, well, those are inflated. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So what they do is they really, when they collect that data, they really cast a very large net.
Yeah.
So they're pulling in from a lot of different areas, probably some areas where those comparables should not be pulled from. For example, and Green Bay is a perfect example just because we have so much waterfront. You know, a house that's five blocks in from the water is not going to sell at the same price as a house that's right on the water in that same neighborhood.
Right.
So all of that data is factored in. So Zestimate, you know, sometimes it's close.
Mm-hmm.
Other times it's way off.
And if you look at the comparables too, if you have a two-story home and you're looking at those comparables and you see a lot of ranches, ranches per square foot are always going to be more. You know, you just...
Why is that? Because
everyone can live in a ranch. There's no stairs. So whether you have got little kids, you're all on the same floor, whether you are aging and you can't do the stairs, you know, everyone can live in a ranch. Yeah.
I just want to make my daughter feel bad. She lives in New York. I want her to live here. And they're looking at a home. I just mentioned that. And so we went on Zillow yesterday just to look at some homes, just to really show her, like, right, I mean,
what could you get here?
Right.
Yeah.
And so you talk about the water. There's, as she said, and I believe it too, there's some good deals. I mean, they're expensive, but it's, you know, it's where you're going to live maybe the rest of your life. But there's some beautiful homes in Green Bay
that are still
reasonable. But then everything's relative, right? I mean, out there, it's like, you know, but there's not a whole lot of homes over
I'm trying to find a place that I could have a workshop down below, or in the main level, and then live upstairs in a little studio apartment.
Sure.
Yeah, like a barnuminium or whatever.
Yeah, like a barnuminium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For like $100,000, $120,000,
$130,000.
How many places do you need?
Yeah. that's really called a barnuminium. A barnuminium? Like a barn.
Yeah. love the sound of that.
And then you live upstairs?
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that. That would be my most ideal place. Todd, wouldn't that be?
There was a place on 151 just north of Fond du Lac. They took an old barn and they took the silo and they had the staircase in the silo.
Oh, that's my dream too.
Very cool. And it was right there overlooking Lake Winnebago.
Oh my God. Oh. Yeah. I would love that.
But even if you'd find something like even out East Green Bay, Stangleville, there's got to be a million of those places for him.
Mm.
There's mice though. There's mice. Yeah. The roads are terrible.
Mice.
I mean, you got to enforce it a little bit, or reinforce it a little bit more.
Those guys don't want to plow out there. I used to live out there, so I
know. You lived in Stangleville. Wow.
A few winters, where I'd spend half the time at the Embassy Suites because I couldn't drive. That country living is
sounds like a great experience.
The best experience.
He's the last person in the world I could picture living out in the country.
I know.
For the record, truth be known, I bought that house with two barns and a silo and 60 acres of land for
$39,000. Wow.
Wow.
On New Year's Eve, because it was going into bankruptcy January 1st.
Wow.
So I got a pretty good deal.
I
got a really, really, and I felt kind of bad because it's kind of an older guy.
No, you didn't.
He did not. He felt ecstasy.
When was this?
Oh my God, that's the greatest thing ever. Thank you, Jesus.
90.
Wow.
And that was a really good deal. And I just want to say that there are still some, but I think that whole area out there is still not really noticed. I think it's kind of farming, and you got to, you know, the zoning is always difficult out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the minimum lot size when I was out there was 40 acres. Well, now it's changed. Wow. So I sold 10 acres and I sold another piece. It just worked out well for us. But I bought it. I want to tell you why I bought it. I really bought it for the peace and quiet. And, you know, I like, you've been to my house. I like old houses.
Yeah.
And it was an old house. It put in a really awesome cherry kitchen. But I just didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I still am stuck on the fact that you lived kind of on a farm.
I did not like it.
Me too.
I did not like it. I didn't. And then we had Anna was born when we were out there, and there's nothing to do. I mean, you're going to go to the Y, you got to drive back, and you've got meetings, you drive back at night. And I just, maybe now, would I look at it differently? Doubt it. But that's a great life for some people. That was long before this barnuminium thing. Like, that could have been cool space up there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Johnny, I love the thought of that.
Yeah. I think that's...
Jim, you could have put in like a wedding event.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. That would be totally up your alley.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Linens on the big old table.
It's great.
Yeah.
The people who are there, we stopped in there once. We've been there for a few years, but super, super nice people. And they just absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so glad that they love it because didn't have that same feeling.
There definitely is two different kinds of people. You know, people who want to be right in the city and be really close to all those conveniences. Yeah. And then people who want their peace and quiet.
Yeah.
They want their space. They don't want neighbors.
But 60 acres is a little too much.
That's a lot.
Did you have any animals? Were there any animals on the barn?
Too many.
Too many.
No.
Well,
that's
like
why
mice
I sold
and
it.
Bats
no, like,
and,
like, ba- and then oh, woodchucks.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, gotcha. Wood,
no. There was a lot of deer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it was beautiful.
It was because that was. Do we have any? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I just, John would love it out there. And I think there's some farmettes. That's what they were called when I bought it.
Yep.
Now they're called barnuminiums.
Well, you know, a farmette is kind of a little bit like a hobby farm, right?
Yeah.
It's like a city person who wants to dabble.
Spend the weekend out there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to dabble in farming.
Yeah, I mean, you pull up into your farm with your BMW. It's like, yeah. I mean,
yes, I'm outdoorsy.
I'm outdoorsy.
Yeah.
You're outdoorsy.
But we had some great parties out there.
Oh,
just volleyball and bonfires and we had some great, great parties out there.
Oh,
but you get kids in the equation. It's like, I don't know, it's not for everybody, but if you're single or just the two of you, that is a great place to live.
All right, Ben and Deanna Malkor, Moving with the Malkors, give yourselves a big plug what you guys are looking for to list, or if you have buyers, what they're looking for.
Yeah, you know what? We've got a lot coming up in the new year, but definitely reach out to us, whether you're a buyer or seller. We'll help you both. You can text, call at 920-495-7653. It's hard to remember without the contact.
Bob Skoronski, Freddie Carr.
What?
Oh. What?
That's right. Yeah. You know what? When I went to
the numbers. Yeah. Yes.
When I went to go get a package, I was talking to the FedEx driver, and we were talking about codes, and I was saying 444, and he said far, far, far.
Perfect.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Or Donnie Anderson. Like Donnie Anderson.
444-1515. I know that. That's.
But once again, Bob Skoronski, Fred Carr, 7653.
Yeah, 7653. You got it.
And of course, they can look you guys up. Yeah. Ben and Deanna Malkor, Moving with the Malkors. You're looking to buy or sell. Please contact them, folks. You will not be sorry. Back after this.
Happy New Year.
Cluck here and a cluck cluck there, loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee. Hey, old MacDonald had a farm. Hee-yi, hee-yi-ho.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Some chicks. Hee-yi-yi-ho. With a cluck cluck here, a cluck cluck there, loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee. With a cluck cluck here and a cluck cluck there, loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee. Hey, old MacDonald had a farm, hee-yi-hee-yi-ho. And on that farm he had some cows, hee-yi-hee-yi-ho. With a moo-moo here, a moo-moo there, cattle everywhere. And when those cows got out of line, hamburger medium rare. With a moo-moo here, a moo-moo there.
Hey, how much fun having the Malkors in the house. Ben and Deanna Malkor, Moving with the Malkors. I'm telling you, folks, looking to buy or sell, now is a really good time to kind of put your toes in the water.
Yeah, what I like about them is they don't have a serious, just one strict lane. You should go to them and say, look, I'd like to do this barnuminium, which I just learned that word today.
I love that word.
And they're like, yeah, let us help you find that. Or, you know, like I said, it was a farmette when I did it. But, you know, condos, ranch.
Barn dominium.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want, that's what I want.
Just got
I want
a text.
That would work for you too.
Got a text. Old MacDonald by Elvis. That was the song I was playing. Chef's kiss. Cannot even picture Jim on a farm or out in the country.
Thank you.
Yeah. I could see him like,
thank you.
You have little animals, right?
Yeah.
I could see him out there like squealing and running back to the house.
Yeah.
No, I had a four-wheeler.
Wow.
I did.
This is a whole new
overalls?
You.
Did you have like overalls?
No, like
plaid shirts?
Yeah. I think I said plaid. Denim shirts? About the overalls.
He was like Oliver Douglas.
Absolutely.
It was
no
Green
question.
Acres. He would be wearing the three-piece suit out on the track.
Yes.
No, I wasn't that. But
Mr. Haney would stop by.
Mr. Haney?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Douglas. Yeah.
I got here a genuine.
Oh, God, that guy.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't mean to sound whatever, but she was pretty hot. Zsa Zsa was pretty hot back then. Zsa Zsa was hot.
Yeah.
Darling.
That was a good show. What's nice about that is 20 minutes, you're in the city.
Yeah.
Like,
I love that area out there.
17, 18, 20. Yeah, I went out there to get that.
Love that area around Manitowoc County, that whole area. I think that's great.
Cheese and sausage and that's out there. But, there's that great Parallel 44 winery, which is just down the block. And it's a nice place to live. That's not for me, John.
You know what I like about that area, though? It's got, like, once you get past Denmark, it's like all rolling hills.
Yeah, it is.
Like great terrain with the big hills. And that's what I said yesterday morning when all those hills were frosted.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't think of a place in the country right now on a Christmas day you'd be able to see a better setting than that. Yeah. You know, around Francis Creek, Maribel, that whole area driving through there. I just think that's an awesome area.
That should be on somebody's postcard next year because that was unbelievable. Yeah, that's cool. That's great.
So what did you use the property for? I mean, when you
bought it. Hey, John, that's what it was. I wanted the house.
Did you rent it out then?
No, I lived
there. Did you lease it? No, for the crops or whatever.
Yeah, some guy, it's not a lot. I don't know. Don't hold me to the numbers. Like $10,000 that a farmer would get for growing crop. For leasing it for corn, I think is what he did. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe it wasn't that much. I had no interest in farming it. But
I
did have these two barns. I had what I had there that somebody said was worth some money was a grainer thing. You turn it and it kind of splits the seed from the grain.
Oh.
And it was like an antique. He goes, that's worth some money. I'm like,
what'd you do with it?
I don't remember that. You were at my house. That hutch that I have in my house was from that house.
Really?
Yeah. That's where I got it. So I took it with me.
Well, that's really great.
Yeah. So why did it was just on sale and I was reading this thing. It was a foreclosure and it was this price and that price. And I don't know. That was back in the day when I think people wanted something different. And I think that's okay. Like you talked to these barnominiums or I don't know if you want to live downtown or if you want to live out in some suburb, but I thought this could be interesting, so I bought it.
It wasn't that much, John.
It was only $39,000.
I used to love, when I lived in Flint, Michigan, I'd have to go out to these little towns way out in the wherever, whatever, and you'd go past, and this was in the early 80s when a lot of farms were closing and everything, and you'd have some of the, and this wasn't illegal, I don't think. You'd go by some of these old barns that were kind of half falling down. And if they didn't have a no trespassing sign and there wasn't a house there, I'd go in them.
Yeah.
And I got some cool stuff.
Right.
Took an old harvest table one time. They put back together some old stuff. And again, there were no trespassing signs. So I hope I wasn't committing a crime.
I used to think.
I used to love those old barns looking around. Sometimes I find old license plates.
And in the winter, it's tough. But I got to tell you, in the summer, it can be because there are some bugs. But the fall is absolutely beautiful out there. I mean, there's no place you'd rather be sitting outside. And
I could see you not liking if you saw a snake in your yard.
I would have sold it a long time ago. I didn't see it. I did shoot some those woodchucks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I had a shotgun. It was in my house. You know, I didn't have any kids when I first bought it. But, yeah, I went outside right on the porch.
Wow.
Yeah, I did that, man.
Did you ever? No.
I did.
I can't picture you doing that at all.
I believe you.
I did.
Wow. I just.
I can't picture you using a shotgun.
I did. I still have the gun. Yeah. Anyway, what I would say about Ben, Indiana is that there's somebody, if you like, man, I think I'd like to try this out. They can find it. It's going to take some time.
But start now.
Right. And like you said, you get even out a little bit more south. There's some rolling hills there. I mean,
yeah,
I was in
love
that,
it.
Mine was a little kind of flat. But then there was woods there. There were deer. I had hosted Thanksgiving out there one time with Donna's family. And they came out and they went hunting. They got a deer.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
On your property?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So
wow.
I don't deer hunt, and that's not my thing, but that's fun to do. You would love it out there because of the stuff you talk about.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I still had it because I would sell it to you, but, yeah.
Wait, for what you bought it for? $39,000 An acre?
My grandparents.
That's
when,
not that much.
When my grandparents finally had to go into a home, they had to get rid of their farm, right? Sad stuff. $15,000 is what
total?
Was, yeah. See, and it had a barn and it had the old shed and it had the corn crib. I wish I would have done it. My dad talked me out of it. And it was the worst decision I think I ever made.
That's before,
well,
I
before know, everything.
Before those got cool.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, yeah, I wanted that so bad.
Wow, I don't blame you.
And you look at what you spend on a car now. I mean, it's just it's kind of weird that we've lived through all that, but they're still out there. You drive out to Stangleville or even a little bit further in some of those towns. There's some farmers.
They ain't cheap anymore, though.
Yeah, I don't know that.
But they're not, because a lot of people want to do it.
But I think my goal was to buy that, because there was a barn, there's a ton of hay that the guy left. But I wanted to get a couple horses, because there was plenty of room.
Yeah.
Did you get a horse then?
No, I didn't. No, we stayed for, we were there for like a couple of years. And we just talked about it. We're like, this isn't going to work.
Can you imagine how much your Shetland pony would have enjoyed that?
I know, Star.
Think about it.
You would have loved it.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, there's so many places to live and buy in Green Bay. So, yeah, it's a great
city. You could have hooked him up like you used to have at Bay Beach with the little ponies going around in that thing. Do they still have those, or did they get rid of those? They get rid of those?
No, that didn't, yeah.
Seemed like a good idea. Yeah. Damn, PETA. We can set a quick break. We come back. Something very, very interesting. Kimberly Stoger, Natural Nutritional Healing, and Brooke Knowles, Simply Sweet Cookbook, Healthy Wise. We're going to talk more about that when we come back right after this.
Darling, I love you, but give me back. You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And the mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks for Ben and Deanna Malcourt coming in there. Always so much fun. And once again, if you're looking to buy or sell in 2025, they are the people to call. Joining us right now, I'm really interested in this, Kimberly Stager, Nutritional Healing, and Brooke Knowles, Simply Sweet Cookbook. Now, just talking in the break here, your goals, both of you guys, is to have really nutritional, really good food that's really good for you. And tell us a little bit about the backstory, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so Nutritional Healing.
First of all, welcome.
Oh, well, thank you. Good morning. Yeah, Nutritional Healing's been around for 14 years, and I started the company by myself. We have a team of 8 of us now because of all the people we've helped, thousands of people over the years. And we're helping people get off medication and prevent surgeries and just take their lives back and eat better.
That's fantastic. What are some of the things that people, that you surprise people with as far as what you encourage them to eat?
Oh, I would say most people come in and they're not eating enough food. And they
really?
Don't. Yeah. And they don't realize.
Did you guys just see them perk up when you said
that? Yeah. We got to start eating more.
Right, sign us up. When's your next opening?
I like these people.
Right? Yep. Yeah. So we work on that, making sure that you're feeling your body enough for what you actually need. But then the food can actually be good. It doesn't have to be like, oh, just vegetables or
right.
I'm just eating a chicken breast and some greens. You know, that's right. Pretty boring. So we have a lot of fun with some different recipes and things. We have cooking classes that we host. Mm-hmm. So lots of fun stuff that we do with food.
And back up a little bit again about the friend that you lost, how this is dedicated to her memory and what she went through and something like that, right?
Yes. Okay. So the Simply Sweet cookbook that we're talking about today, we have 3 cookbooks at Nutritional Healing. This third one's dedicated to her. She was a dear friend of mine. She was also a client. She and her husband were clients and they did our program.
Okay.
She was big on the sweets. That's what she talked about in her free consult. I thought probably not going to be a huge part of the program, but we'll teach you how to do it better. So super inspired by it. She would send me her successes, her fails,
of desserts. And then once her program was done, she said, let's make a sweets cookbook. I'll do, you know, the graphic design of it, and then you can do the content. We sadly never got to do that together, but once she had passed, I knew in my heart I was going to finish that project.
Well, again, just read through your menu here, right, or in the index. I mean, it's not like, you know, I don't see a lot of Jim's favorite thing, kale. I don't see a lot of that.
No, there's pumpkin pie. That's what I mean. I was looking through that. That thing's awesome.
Yeah, chocolate peanut butter bites, right, cocoa bites, so, pumpkin pie bites, peanut butter cup egg, chocolate truffles. So, I mean, it's not like...
Line them up.
Yeah.
See, at the... So you're telling, educating people on how to eat healthy, right? These are some great recipes that you have. And 14 years, that's a long time to be in business. And having a staff of eight, that's plenty to manage. So obviously it's working. Are there support groups? Do they work with each other? Or are you the focal point? Tell me how the overall organization works.
Yeah. So when you come in to work with us, we start with a 1-hour free consultation where we go through a full health history. And from there, we can determine a plan that's best for you based on different testing that we have available and then length of program. From there, each client works with a nutrition counselor throughout the entire program. So you work with the same person the whole time. You have a personal one-on-one coach. We walk through all different issues, whether it's food, but we get into stress management. Yeah. We'll talk about toxin exposure and products they're using. So tons of things. And then from there, we have memberships once they've completed their program that they can be part of our nutritional healing community from there.
Great. Do you do that ketosis thing?
No, we don't do any fad diets.
Well, because we've both been on that, and they work until they don't.
Right, exactly. Okay. Nothing sustainable in those fad
diets. Okay, I see something that Jim's going to want to buy from you.
Oh, yeah?
Doggy sweet treats for pets.
All right, I'll do that.
See that?
Pets need to eat healthy, too.
He does, but all right, I'll get some more.
Now, would you guys say you're more of a preventative weight loss overall health? What would you, if somebody said, you know, put it in a, what do you call that, the elevator speech or whatever?
Mm-hmm. 30 seconds.
What, yeah, the 30-second speech. What is it?
I would say, well, we're functional medicine and we are preventative. We're not wanting to be reactive. We want to be proactive. We want to help get to the root cause of why you can't lose weight, why you're on those meds, why you've been diagnosed in the first place, and help complement the healthcare industry. We're the medicine of why after you went to the doctor and figured out the medicine of what you've been diagnosed with.
Wow. I like that.
I like that a lot.
You've said that before.
Took it right out of my mouth.
But this country just spends so much money on aftercare. Just, what is it, 96, 97, 98% of our healthcare dollars? And if we just skew that a little bit more towards preventative, that we would be in pretty good shape. So I think there's got to be more incentives for that. And I don't know if insurance works with you, but we just have to spend more on the...
Like the chocolate truffles, how can you make that healthy and nutritious and delicious all in one?
You get one bite a year.
It was yesterday.
A box will last for a lifetime.
We passed that for the year. Christmas is over.
Yeah. I don't know. No, that's a good question. I mean, you have some... Yeah. Those things look... Those desserts look great.
Right. And
you'd look at that and you'd say, well, that can't be on the list.
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We focus on quality of ingredients. It's all about what your food contains and where your food is coming from. So that's where, you know, people are just uneducated when it comes to food, because there's so much in the food that we buy at the grocery store. They're more of science projects than they are actual food items these days. So we're just here to educate on what food can do for your body, and then focusing on whole ingredients like cocoa and milk and butter.
I gotta ask you that, how you can make this one delicious. Okay, chocolate peanut butter bites, which look phenomenal. This is an ingredient I never thought I would hear in a chocolate peanut butter bite. One can of black beans. Tell us about that.
So their strategy is you won't eat them.
They taste terrible. No,
he found the one that has the beans.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
There's a few in there that will have plant protein from beans or chickpeas, whatever it might be. And the consistency is going to be the same as if you're using flour. You're going to get that plant protein and you're going to stay full. It's not going to spike your blood sugar.
So Kimberly, Brooke, tell me more about the business side. Like, how do we contact you? Is it a sit-down meeting? Do you have an office, bricks and mortar, or is it online? How does it all work?
Yes, we have a brick and mortar location in Appleton, right off Richmond Street.
Oh, all right.
And like I said, we meet with individuals for a full hour when they're first getting started. So if you want to contact us at 920-HEALING, you can set up a free consultation. You come in and meet with either myself or with Kim, and we spend at least a full hour going through an extensive health history. We'll talk about the medications that you're on. We'll talk about the symptoms that you've been dealing with, what your diagnosis are, or if you're just looking to lose weight. Whatever it is, we can develop a plan for you.
Let me ask you just the opposite then.
Yeah.
So many people, once they're in chemo and different things like that, and I've experienced mm-hmm. in my family and we have, and you almost want them to put on weight. Do you have any solutions for that?
Absolutely. That's where we develop each program for the individual, whatever their goals are. So there is no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to the programs. There is no quote-unquote nutritional healing program. It is the program we are developing for that person specifically based on what they need.
One ingredient that I see a lot in all the different things is chickpeas. I'm not even sure what a chickpea is.
Garbanzo beans.
Okay.
Chickpeas. So
think hummus.
Why them?
Hummus. Yeah.
Protein. Right?
Once again, the plant protein is excellent, and the texture when you can blend them up or put them through a food processor will mimic that of flour.
Yeah, so we're getting into this New Year's, and I know everybody's the most common New Year's resolution is 20 pounds or whatever.
Yep.
It might be 25 now after COVID, right?
Right.
I think everybody's getting a little bit more. But people should make that New Year's resolution that at no cost, just stop in and see you.
Absolutely.
I mean, right? Richmond, that's so easy to find, right? 41 Richmond, sure, if you're heading south, you take a left and you're down there somewhere.
Yeah.
This is good to do. And what I like about your program, I mean, everybody's like, you know, 0.6 of Ozempic or, you know, this many hours in the gym. And God knows we've tried all that, but this is customized.
Right. Completely customized. We always say you can't outrun an unhealthy diet. So if your food's not on track, all that stuff you're trying to do, going to the gym is not going to work.
Jim and I both saw the same thing. Your weight is 80% your kitchen, 20% working out.
Yes, absolutely.
But the working out people spend more money advertising because they kind of hook some of us for some. And look, I'm not speaking down. It's just they think they've convinced some of us that that's the answer. Eat whatever you want. And you're saying, wait a minute, I don't know if that's so true. Maybe you got to watch what you eat and then do a little bit of exercise.
And we are trying to develop programs for people that are sustainable. So we hope what you learn working with us, you continue to do for the rest of your life. So we have to come up with a way that we can incorporate the sweets and treats or going out to eat or, I mean, we're in Wisconsin. If you want to have an alcoholic beverage here and there, how do we incorporate that? It's all about learning how to live your life in a healthy way.
Now, what are some of the things that you think people don't realize how good they are for you? Are there, I don't want to use the term, you know, miracle food or whatever.
Like
but
Big Macs. And,
ingredients-wise for what you guys use. And part of for your immune, because the big thing, and I was telling Jim, I said, well, I want to start eating like more spicy, like Thai food and Greek food, because it talks about how they're very good for anti-inflammatory.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah,
okay.
For whatever.
That's what they're doing.
So what are
for
some
your
of the,
for your gut?
Yeah, for your gut. It's for gut. Yeah, but what are some of the things you guys use that it's like people don't realize how good this is for you? You wouldn't think about just eating it off the shelf, but somehow you incorporate it into something that people would love. What are some of those ingredients you guys really like to use that you think are kind of superfoods?
Superfoods.
Well, not superfoods. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say something that like we use in my home that really gets a bad rap a lot of the time is butter. I mean, real, organic, grass-fed butter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I do think going back to the fad diet approach, we've been kind of brainwashed to think specific food groups aren't good for you.
Yes.
But protein, eat meat, it's okay. It's okay to have that. Or your carbohydrates. We've also been brainwashed to think like we have to get rid of all carbs. It's okay to have carbs. You just have to have balance. And that's where we come in and teach people. So those are the superfoods, just the whole foods that have always been around.
But it's kind of funny that, you know, you guys can use something that you wouldn't think would be all that great, like black beans in a peanut butter, whatever.
Yes.
But basically, it's basically a filler that's good for you versus the other type of filler, correct?
Right.
All the beans you're talking about.
Garbanzo
beans.
Chickpeas.
All those beans. I have a daughter's a vegetarian and just can't believe all the stuff she makes.
Right.
And beans is a lot of times in there somewhere, somehow, different types.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You can find bean flours or nut flours and not have the gluten problem.
Right.
And then you teach us how to make our own hummus.
Yeah.
Right? See that in there? That's awesome.
And I would say if you're listening right now and you're thinking, beans, I hate beans.
Right.
Well, that's what you say. Ingredients. I'm shocked.
That's what
you would have no idea. If somebody made these recipes for you and you ate them, you'd have no idea that they were in there. Mm-hmm. So it's a great thing for kids, too, if you're
brownies.
Trying to sneak some of those healthy things in there.
Brownies made out of black beans.
Yes. So
I
good.
I had them for Christmas. They're delicious.
So good. Wow. Yes. Jim.
Black beans, John.
Yeah. No,
black beans, John.
I was just going to say brownies.
Nothing
don't
else,
ask Jim.
Nothing else natural in there.
He always puts a little something extra in his brownies.
We're moving to Michigan.
That's why people enjoy his Christmas parties so much.
We're surrounded with entrepreneurs.
Jim, you have the coolest parties. I swear to God, man.
That's not true.
The coolest parties.
Let's talk about tell me a little bit more about the medications. The whole country's over medicated and everybody's on 4, 5, 6.
Right.
What's your background? I mean, you're not doctors, mm-hmm. you're nutritionists, mm-hmm. you know, and somebody's in there and they're on, what's the most common drug there is? It's a blood pressure drug. I forgot the name. It starts with an L. Is that what it is? Okay.
I'm actually on that.
I really am.
Me too.
Are you?
Me too.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's funny. Where do I know that term for? It's on my pill bottle.
I see it every day.
Yeah.
But how do you know that this can do that? And tell me a little bit about some examples that you've had where you actually got someone off a prescription, because that's a great thing.
Sure. I would say probably most common prescription medications that clients are able to come off of is cholesterol and blood pressure medication. Those are the first ones we see go. Mm-hmm. But we make a very clear boundary that we are not making the decision to bring you off your medication. That is still between you and your doctor.
Right.
We just want to get your blood work mm-hmm. to the point where your doctor's like, oh my gosh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Give me the information on that.
Yes.
We have a lot of doctors in the area refer patients directly to us.
Who we've never met before.
Right.
And we do lab work. So I'm a clinical nutritionist, so we know how to read lab work and get you off of those medications.
You do lab work?
Yes. Everything you want to test, anything you can dream of, we look at.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God. So you take blood and everything?
Oh yeah, blood
stool urine.
Let's just look at the blood
those too. Those are the three big ones.
Right, yeah. Like they do it in harmony at the same time.
Wow. We gotta set it to break. You guys stick around?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Kimberly Steger, National Healing, and Brooke Knowles, Simply Sweet Cookbook, but with a lot of great chocolate recipes made out of black beans and chickpeas and things like that. We gotta talk more about this as soon as we come back. Absolutely.
It was a dark balloon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth hauling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Preparing to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
That's Jim.
Dance like Trump.
I know. But you know what? I like our two guests. They were both just dancing.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was trying to, you know, be the receptive host.
Absolutely.
So I was
they were rocking to that, Todd.
I was
nicely
with
done.
Them. Yeah, see, you know, you're
like,
that's why.
You're like that DJ at a wedding. Can you get him on the dance
floor? Right. She did it.
You did.
She did it.
Well, this is fascinating. Tell me more. Tell me a little bit one more, if you don't mind, about your background, just to let people know that this isn't something you guys decided to come off with, you know, whatever. So tell your background, please.
And to get you out of Connecticut to come here, that's a good move.
Yes. So I have my graduate degree. So my Master's of Science in Human Nutrition and Disease Management from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Okay.
And I knew I wanted to teach people how to eat with science behind it because I was a patient. I was on meds. I figured it out. And I thought, well, I can't be the only one feeling this way.
Wow.
So let's figure this out for the Fox Cities.
You don't look like the person that would be on meds and have
you
know what I mean? You're long and lean and perfectly healthy.
Yeah. I figured it out, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Yeah. So I have my bachelor's degree in kinesiology. So I actually came from the other side of it where kinesiology is study of the mood within the body. So I was more in like working with people, mm-hmm. being personal trainer, working them through exercise programs and just not seeing results because they were leaving working with me and going through the fast food drive-thru, you know? So I'm never going to see success with that. Him and I connected through that, actually.
No, Drew, give me that.
I was listening. What did you say?
No, about the people that work out and that's like complaints they haven't.
And then go home and make 10 pizzas.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I worked out.
I worked out, so I've got the... tell me... So the Ozempic is, let's just talk about that, right? Because that's coming on. You can get it online now. It's just so easy to get. And the federal government allows other places to make it. And you used to think Big Pharma was the only way you could get it. But there's other places you can get it right now.
Right.
Of course, there's some people talking about making that a drug offered by the government. So you wouldn't have to pay for it on Medicare or Medicaid. Your thoughts on that? Because it's...
Don't take it.
Mm-mm.
That's my thought.
Well,
don't do it.
I think the only reason I'm asking that, first of all, it's really caught fire. I mean, it's unbelievable. And my daughter was in town. We were talking about that. And not that when they say everybody's on it, but that means a lot of people are when
they
say
that. A lot of people
that.
Are on it. Yeah.
And I don't know that that's the worst thing because what that does is it curbs your intake. I if you could curb your intake and eat your food, I mean, that's the magic ticket, I think. But tell me again, this Ozempic thing, which I'll be honest with you, I'm on the fence.
Sure. So GLP-1s, those are developed naturally in your body by different strains of bacteria, healthy probiotic bacteria that should be present in your gut. So when you aren't producing enough of that or don't have enough of that in your gut, that's where, I mean, they say, you know, all of these things for gaining weight, but that's not where your weight gain is coming from. We need to focus on getting your gut back on track. But when it comes to the Ozempic, you're taking a synthetic form of that. And what is the plan once you have lost the weight and you're coming off of the Ozempic? You know, are we just going to gain it all right back? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the weight loss that we've seen, it's 40% muscle. Mm-hmm. So you are actually doing more detriment to your body taking that. Even though you're seeing the number on the scale come down, it is detrimental to your health. And we've had a lot of people coming in that are like, hey, I'm on Ozempic or I was on it. My health is just in the gutter now. I need help getting back on track and learning how to do this in a healthy, natural way that I can sustain long term.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It certainly does. I like the fact that you guys combined like your expertise with kinesiology, your expertise with a biology part of it. That's kind of a nice combination.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We make a good team.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
And you got to feel really good and proud of your work if you're being referred to by doctors that you don't even know.
Because
those guys kind of like, you know, but to say, look, go see this team.
Yes.
That you can really help someone. And like you said, I think we got to be careful, but... really, everybody wants to be healthy. I mean, you talk to some universal goal. I mean, not everybody wants to be wealthy, although that is nice too. But I mean, if you don't have your health, you got nothing.
Right. You don't have anything.
Health is wealth.
I think we learned that throughout the pandemic. That's scary.
Right.
It made us really look in the mirror. And to your point earlier, how much we spend in the United States, it's over $4 trillion on healthcare. And if that were, I mean, I wish that were working. It's scary. It's not working.
Well, our average age it came down a little bit. You know, I don't think, but I think it's back where it should. But still, it's only 74 or something. If you're born in the 50s, it's 74. Yeah. That's just but not a.
Also, what is that quality?
Well,
of life
I think that's what's important. We talked a little bit about blue zones and it's really not how long you live; it's how well you live.
Right.
Yes. I just want to plug this one more time.
Yeah.
Nutritional healing, changing people's lives from the inside out. Your latest book, Simply Sweet, Joy, Vitality, and Happiness in Every Bite, includes 60 recipes of sweet, nutritious, and delicious desserts. Tell everybody where they can buy this. I think this is fascinating.
And let's plug the cause to it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Again, all proceeds of this Simply Sweet dessert cookbook go to the family who went through so much this past year.
Awesome.
And you can reach us at 920 Healing or on our website, nutritionalhealingllc.com, and order one through there and we'll ship it to you.
Fantastic.
920 Healing. Good thing you got that. That's a good number.
I mean, quick and easy, right?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Kimberly Steger, Nutritional Healing, and Brooke Knoll, Simply Sweet cookbook. I got to ask you, though, how much experimenting did you do to make things taste good when you're using black beans in a cupcake or whatever?
Right, let's just say not every first try is a success.
Right, I bet.
We took one for the team. Now everyone just follow the recipe. Yeah,
I bet. I can imagine how much work went into that. Well, listen, we're winding it down time-wise. Wonderful having you guys.
Yeah,
what
you.
A great thing. Everybody's thinking about the new year and, I'm going to turn over a new leaf and everything. this is not a bad place to start, where you're not mentally telling yourself, I'm never getting a brownie again.
Right.
You can eat a brownie. It's actually good for you.
Yeah.
And I know we're on the radio, but I think you guys, just as being the cover, I mean, you both have great energy. You know, you have good sparkle in your eyes. You can tell you're healthy people. You know what I mean?
You.
I mean, right, Johnny?
Yeah, absolutely. Really,
you guys are cool. And we look like the dead fish at the wastewater. You know, with the tally eye.
Well, you probably don't usually look.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
maybe they don't. We had a 100-year-old guy here last week.
Yeah, he looked better than us.
And it was Jim, myself, and Dennis from the glam band. And the 100-year-old guy looked younger than any of us.
Yeah. He's doing it right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, you guys, congratulations on what you're doing.
Yeah, I think this is fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. All right. We are out of time. What is it, Friday, right, tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Friday.
We got Friday. We're talking Packer football. We're talking glam band. We're talking music. We have a lot of things to talk about. Thanks for being here, everybody. It's good to be back. I'm out of the mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.